You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to The Brains Behind It, the official podcast of BrainHackers.com. The source for smart strategies to improve your life, one brain hack at a time. In this podcast, we talk to the leaders and innovators behind great organizations and find out the secret to their success. Here's your host, editor-in-chief of BrainHackers.com and two-time Guinness record holder for memory, Dave Farrow.
Hey there, brain hackers. I'm talking with Kimberly Kingsley today, and she's the author of Modern Hippie, which I love, and also the upcoming book, Everyday Flow. We're going to talk about how you can get into an incredibly productive, incredibly fulfilling state of mind. Get rid of the boredom, get rid of the sense of nihilism and everything. This is going to get you productive and happy and focused every single day, all throughout the day. You don't believe me? Hey, Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about this book, Everyday Flow. At the time of this recording, it's just coming up, but we do have quite a delay when we record. I record a bunch of them, and then we piece them out. So it might actually be a couple months before this thing gets published. And your book will be published around that time. So Everyday Flow is about that state of focus and flow and energy. And I was really fascinated about this because, as you probably know, and some of the viewers know, I'm in the Guinness Book of Records for memory. And I'm known for inventing several memory techniques, including a focus technique that was originally used for kids with ADD. Myself, I was diagnosed with ADD as well. And now we use for college students to help them focus faster. And essentially, I focus on triggering the mental state of what's now called flow, that sense of being in the zone, of everything, all the neurons just firing perfectly, that perfect state of focus. But I focus on it for very intense, very short periods of time while people are studying. I haven't given any thought to how to achieve a state of flow throughout the day. I just assumed you'd have normal mood swings and ups and downs, and that would be impossible. But so tell me how yours kind of differs with that, and I'll teach you a little bit about my technique in the process.
Okay, perfect. Well, everyday flow is how we align with our nature, because psychological flow in the technique that you teach is that intense, short burst, or maybe even lasting for hours, but it is very intense. Mm-hmm. But we are actually designed to be open and engaged with the world on a regular basis. Now, this doesn't mean that we're never ebbing. We don't, you know, we have to relax. We have to sleep. We need downtime. So this everyday flow model includes ebbing for the purpose of spending more time in flow.
Okay. So actually I like this when you say being aligned with the outside world, because you're right. I see a lot of people who are not aligned with the outside world. That doesn't necessarily mean conforming to the outside world or other people's expectations. It means whatever you think you are being that. A lot of people would even call this a sense of meaning or fulfillment. The way I can kind of associate this to neuroscience is I can tell you that my focus technique focuses on being aligned with the task. You know, like I've got to, you know, memorize 400 words of vocabulary today. And literally a memory expert can do that. I can show you how. But like, you know, I got to do that in a row. And so I don't want any distractions to come in. I don't want any doubt, any fears, any, that's just only the task. And it's this pure, blissful, relaxed ability to memorize that you get into this powerful state. It sounds like I'm aligning with a task, a goal, and you're aligning with your meaning in life. And so you're walking through your life, your day, feeling very fulfilled, very energized because you're not in conflict all the time.
Exactly. Well, it's both. So we align with our organic nature. Not only does studies show that we're the happiest when we're in states of flow, but there's also a model in physics called the constructal law, which shows that every system thrives when it has ever increasing amounts of flow. So we are actually designed.
You're either growing or you're condensing in physics. Yeah, no, I've actually been fascinated with evolutionary physics, where physicists are taking math from physics and applying it to evolution and psychology. It's where we got the Pareto effect and a bunch of other really neat things, like a mathematical model for gender divergence and things like that.
I know. The research is fascinating. We're on the cutting edge of a revolutionary time. And we're moving from fear mindset to flow mindset, where we're open-minded, we're engaged with the task at hand, as you described. We're creative and agile and fulfilled in the process. And the world is moving so fast that we have to go there.
Well, I was going to ask about the world. Like, aligning with the world also means we have this consumerist society that tells us we're not happy until we achieve certain things or buy certain things or have somebody love us in the right way or whatever. And do you think that it's maybe this is part of growing up, that we go through our life, we're meant to be just unhappy, and then we figure ourselves out and we're meant to be, you know, happier when we kind of understand our nature?
I do think that. And then some of these young people growing up have it more naturally than some of the older people. I don't know why, I guess evolution. But yes, we get taught contrary principles by society. That's not, competition isn't our nature. Fear isn't our nature. Judgment isn't our nature. So if we actually align with who we are, we can see through the research that we're the happiest when we're flowing and we're open and we're creative and agile. And then we can see through physics that we're also growing and most agile and we're sustainable.
I want to challenge on one thing you said there about competition not being in our nature. Do you mean more like jealousy and envy and trying to bring other people down? You don't mean like, because I can tell you, I thrive on competition, but when somebody else wins, I'm happy for them too. I'm not a bad winner, you know?
Right. That's different. When I say competition, I mean, if I win, you lose. If I'm great, you're terrible.
The cutthroat idea. You know, this actually works in economics too. You know, the reason why socialism is so terrible in its incarnations, when it totally takes over a country, is because it sees the economy as one little thing that has to be sliced up. Whereas when we see the economy as something constantly growing and producing, then people are much more prosperous. And just look at China, who had, and I've got my issues with China, but something like 500 million people were lifted out of poverty by doing what? By making plastic crap. But who cares? Because the 500 million people are out of poverty and middle class life today because of that. And it's all because they threw away the old communist model of the pie is only so big and it's not getting any bigger and we have to redistribute the wealth, which means I take from you or you take from me, which is what redistribution means. It's stealing. I don't know if you can tell my politics, my bias there. But then you get rid of that crazy notion and you realize that wealth is constantly being created and being destroyed. You know, old like Blockbuster no longer exists and things like that. And once you start realizing that, then you can grow naturally, hopefully sustain in association with the environment and everything. But beyond that, just growing the economy is good for everyone, and just viewing every system as constantly growing and changing rather than whatever snapshot you have right now is very healthy.
Well, it's interesting that you're saying this, because part of my motivation for writing a book on flow is that I wanted to find a model of integrity that applied to everyone, regardless of their belief system or political leanings. And so, like, what model can we use to look at the economy, for example, or look at human behavior and relationships? And that model is flow. And you're exactly right. In the flow model, because a society and the world and a relationship and an individual, we are all organic systems. And so in order for the system to thrive, it has to grow and continuously expand. And so you're exactly right. That model transcends politics.
That's true. I was the one who brought politics into it, but you're right. You're very apolitical in your view of this. And lo and behold, someone can interpret things politically. Big surprise. But I really like
bring people together.
No, I really like where you're headed with this as well, because, you know, like going back to like the Pareto effect, for example, that the faster something grows, the faster it can grow, you know, the more resources it gets. And thus, you know, at least like with stars, you know, the gravity increases, so more things come in. But also if somebody, you know, starts a podcast and it grows fairly quickly, that means it gets more people's attention, more eyeballs, and that means it can grow even faster. So the bigger you are, the faster you can grow, and the faster you have to grow or you collapse. Same as the stars, same as a podcast, same as trees. So all sorts of things, anything that's alive follows these rules. And one of the first principles to tell if something is alive is if it reproduces and grows. So you're absolutely right. It's a principle of life itself. And it's something that, people don't even think of growing. I love self-help, so I try to grow and improve every day, and it's certainly blessed me in my life, you know, financially and physically and personal life and everything. But I guess most people don't think that way. They think, you know, they get a little depressed or something, and then they think their life's all horrible, and they just get more negative, huh?
I think many people are operating on, compensation. So they're not aligned with their nature. And so instead of being like energetic and happy and loving, they're, you know, drinking too much or buying too much or eating ice cream.
Self-medicating from life itself.
Right. And so I view, you know, as a therapist, that's my training. I'm a psychotherapist. I view all these, what we call dysfunctional behaviors, as compensation. And so if we just get the energy right, then we don't need to compensate anymore.
You know, I love hearing this, because a lot of people would say that's the entrepreneurial attitude, but you're right. It's also the hippie attitude. It's available in a lot of different areas. I remember a really quick anecdote. I have a friend of mine who works in a fairly minimum wage job, and she hated it for the longest time. And I told her, well, you should quit. And she's like, well, I need it, right? And I'm telling you, and I told her, that belief that you need it is what's holding you there and making you feel taken advantage of. And then the entire rest of your day is a rebellion against that job that you feel you have to go to, because you're this self-centered slave. You're making yourself a slave. Now, there are some people who have a minimum wage job or part-time, they just need extra cash. I know a few people that they don't feel this way. So I'm not saying this is everybody, but she was not where she wanted to be. Every instinct and fiber in her being was telling her not to, but she did quit, and she got an opportunity within a week. She got an opportunity for a job that paid about double and was something that she really enjoyed doing. I see that happen again and again.
Right. Yeah? And that's part of the flow model. We are so present in flow that we are more in tune with our instincts and our intuition. And then when you follow that, you expand, you grow, you pay attention, then you follow, then you pay attention, then you follow. That's how we stay in alignment.
That's true. I've only ever regretted not following my instincts. There's never been a time where my instincts led me somewhere. I'm like, oh, damn, I really regret following my instincts in this case. Like, you just... Right. Don't hear that. Okay, so how can somebody get started? If somebody, you know, let's say you're a spiritual person, how do we get into what you call flow?
Well,
the day-to-day flow, yeah.
Right. The first thing is to make sure that you're aligned with your natural purpose, which is authentic self-expression. Anyone who tries to shut down is immediately out of alignment. So we have to be in alignment with life, which is continuing to grow.
And isn't that also like you have to know what your purpose in life is? And most people don't know that, you know, like most people who, let's say you're a kid just going into college, you really don't know what you want to do with the rest of your life, you know, and even, right. even in your 40s, sometimes you don't know.
Right. Well, there's a macro purpose and a micro purpose. The macro purpose is expressing your own brilliance. Everyone, we all have our own unique brilliance. So that can be moment by moment, or it's the bigger picture, but expression is still the alignment. And then we find the specific areas of mastery along the way. Okay. So that's the first step.
Start with what you want to say, what you want to express, and then start being aligned with that. If you do lean a particular way politically, or you have some faith or something like that, then look for opportunities down those roads, and then you can get more and more specific. You know, start down the path that your own beliefs are taking you first.
Exactly. Start from where you are.
And that
applies to passions too. If you like to play the guitar, play more, get better. So that's step one. Step two is be present. Be present to yourself and be present to whoever is in front of you. Because in that presence, we receive information that tells us the exact next step to take.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the second step. And then
so you go down that path and then you listen as you're going down that path. You listen to your instincts and take action.
Yes, that's the only way to stay on the path. Otherwise, you know, we get lured by society.
So many of this makes sense because, like, for me, I started off in sales. I always wanted to run my own business, but I mean, I was just out of high school. I sucked at it. I mean, who does? Who is a master of business at a young age? So right. I knew that in order to make money in business, I had to sell stuff. So I got into sales job after sales job. And let me tell you, some of these were horrible. Like 20 people in a room on the phone. And like, I never got into any like scamming sales thing, but I felt like I got a little too close sometimes. Let me tell you, I hated it sometimes, but I always felt like this was a stepping stone to me running my own business. So I always ultimately felt like I was on the right path. And lo and behold, now I teach sales and do videos on it and I get paid thousands to consult on it. So yeah.
I love that. You knew you were in the right place. It's like when Steve Jobs says you can only connect the dots, you know, when you get into the future. In the present, you have to just trust yourself and know that if you're not in the right place, if you don't feel like you're in the right place, you probably aren't.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. What about the third step, or is it just those two main steps?
The third step is integrity. And this is just, so when you receive the information from within or from the environment, it's actually applying it. So we all know what we need to be doing. We all know the right thing to do. When we apply the right thing, we increase our capacity for energy or flow. So it elevates us organically.
But we have to be courageous. I think there have been times in my life where I look back and I go, you know what, I should have done that and I didn't have the guts to, you know, I regret it every time. I'm like, oh, because you can't go back in time, you know?
Right. Well, exactly. Integrity is the most courageous path there is.
Well, you know, it's a tough path, but it really does work. And I can tell you that, yeah, you follow this path, you know, truly, honestly with yourself, not only will you likely get very wealthy and be very successful financially and have great health, but you'll also probably have deeper relationships. And you'll have a more fulfilling personal life because people want to be around other people who have these traits, who are aligned with themselves, who are not, you know, whining about every little thing, but they're actually, you know, on a purpose and on a goal. And people come to you and gravitate to you, and you're going to have deeper, stronger relationships because people will like you for who you are and respect who you are because you're in alignment instead of kind of just liking you because you're a good person to complain with, or you have similar things in common or something. When you align on that, you know, true identity, that purpose, then you'll never break up. It's amazing.
That's exactly right. And integrity has so much to do with integration and flow. We can't, if we're divided inside, we don't have flow. And if we're doing things that we're ashamed about or that we have to hide or have secrets about, then we're divided inside.
That's true. That's all. And a house divided cannot stand. Well, I think that's beautiful sentiment, and I'm going to leave it there. People can look you up to find out more information, but I really want to appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, thanks, Dave. It was a blast. I love talking to you.
Thank you for listening to The Brains Behind It. And remember to check out brainhackers.com for more. If you have a suggestion for the next interview or comment, please email editor@brainhackers.com. If you want a free 30-minute marketing consultation from Dave Farrow and his team, then email editor@brainhackers.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.